Welcome back. We are here live at the Boat Basin of Bainbridge, Georgia. Well, not live, because you're recording this. We're recording. But it's good enough. I am still here with the Weave. Of course, we've still heard no word from Dracula. Like I said, an announcement will be made Wednesday on myspace.com/Baba_radio, Baba Radio Productions. Going to make their final decision on what to do with Dracula.
Maybe he died.
He didn't die. I'm going to go ahead and say this. He's my friend and all, but for this show, unreliable.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Doing this show is unreliable for him because he works. He's got a girlfriend. He can't drive outside of Bainbridge because his car is fucked up, and now he's wrecked it.
He got in a wreck?
Yeah, he got in a wreck last night. He left.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that.
Yeah, his dad... I know my dad got my phone. I left my phone at home. So my dad said, you got a text message here from Jeff saying you got a wreck. He wanted you to call him. And I'm like, well, I don't have my cell phone, so I can't call him. So...
how that goes sometimes.
Yeah, so,
stop it!
But, yeah, so, Bob Radio Productions is going to make a final decision on Dracula, on whether or not, on what to do with him. So, but Michael, he's doing a great job filling in.
Yeah.
Last minute, I want to thank him for doing that. I know we were playing, like, he will be here for a while, but we weren't for sure if he was going to be here until, like, a day ago.
Yeah, I can now because I just got fired.
Yeah, you were like, I can't work tonight. Well, don't come back then, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But at our school has gotten really ridiculous. Let's get into this. Just passing out suspensions left and right. They came out with the thing, no holes in pants.
That is retarded.
So now you have people with coming to school with duct tape wrapped around their leg. It looks like everyone shops there at Goodwill.
I saw this one kid, he had a fire safety sticker over one of his holes.
What the fuck? Wasn't it the shape of that little thing that goes to the top of the fireman hat?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What's his name with the duct tape that looked like a condom because of the fabric made it look like a condom?
Oh, Timmy?
Timmy, yes. The way the hole was and the way the tape was laid over, it looked like a condom.
Trojan man.
But there were some people, we're definitely not going to name any names about this, spray painted the school. They got OSS, night school, rest of the semester, and they might not even be able to walk when they graduate.
They can't.
They can't walk?
No.
They can't walk. Damn. And they might even be put in jail.
That would be funny.
That would be funny, because one of them, if you didn't know him, I'm not going to say his name, if you didn't know him, him just walking up to you, you would think he was gay.
You would think he was definitely a queer.
And if you didn't think he was gay already, the moment he starts talking to you, gay. But the truth of the matter is, he's got all these girls hanging all over him, but he swears up and down he is not gay.
Yes.
Well,
hot girls, too.
Hot girls, yes. As Jeff would put it, he's got panties that hangs out with him. I'll explain later what panties is.
Okay.
But now all people are coming together because of that one kid saying they made an example out of him. He was the only one that was fucking stupid enough to get caught.
Yeah, they parked in the school.
Somebody said they spray-painted their names on senior row, and they went around at lunch bragging about it.
And the funny thing about it is, only thing they spray-painted was 06.
No, they didn't.
And other dumb stuff.
Like, we love weed smokers, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's stupid.
They spray-painted mother. They make it think it was black people.
Yeah, gangsta.
They spray-painted something about Mr. Robinson. They spray-painted 06 everywhere.
They spray-painted something about Mr. Horn, too.
Yeah, and they were in a real panic because the state was coming down and they needed to get rid of it. Because I guarantee you, if it happened while they were there, that would have been the time to do it, because then we would have lost the credibility. I guarantee you. But now, people are wearing shirts saying free blank.
Yeah, free blank.
We're not going to say his name because we're not going to give him the light of day. Fuck him.
And they're stupid enough to buy those shirts.
These are the same damn people when they took vending machines, when the state said, okay, no more vending machines during lunch at schools.
They made t-shirts.
They made a damn petition to the state.
Yeah, like they're going to listen to them.
Oh, my dear Lord. We are the only school that sent in a petition. No, I lie you not. We were the only school to fucking do that. Dude, these people wearing these shirts, if you are listening to this show, you know who I am. Come up to me and tell me, do you really think that these shirts are going to fucking work?
No.
They are not. And if any of you bastards ever ask me to wear one, I will wipe it on my ass and shove it down your throat. I am not wearing that faggot t-shirt. What do you guys say about this, Homer?
You are gay.
Phenomenal.
Opie and Anthony, XM Satellite Radio, Channel 202. A nice little promo there. Tell him, Fred. But I don't understand it. What the hell were they thinking? And just kind of a segue into that, Jeremy, the Raymer. Raymer, our friend. The craziest motherfucker I probably know, because he's not afraid of anything.
He says
he'll do everything.
I doubt it.
He's done a lot of stupid things, but he hasn't done everything.
Like getting hit by numerous cars?
Yeah, he's colorblind. He can't see red. He can't see red or green.
Are you serious?
I think so. I think he said he could see it fine, then he got hit by a car, couldn't see, got hit by a car, could see it okay, now he can't see it anymore because he got hit by another car. Who the hell is this?
That's probably why he had on that gay pink cast.
He had on a black cast because he didn't want anyone to sign it. Then he got the pink one and people started signing it. He said, I'm about to color this bitch black.
Who's this bitch riding up here?
I don't know. But anyway, Jeremy, he got caught with a box cutter. He had it on his pocket. The box cutter was sitting outside of his pocket. He had it looped onto his pocket.
I think he was asking to get in trouble.
5 days OSS, 5 days ISS. Now, I ask you, where were the free Jeremy shirts? Where were the free Jeremy shirts?
Exactly.
But I don't even know why people are worried about OSS, because they let you make up your work, even though they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
But Jeremy has the grades anyways.
Yeah. He still has, what, a 95 in welding or something like that?
Yeah.
What the hell? He's missed 10 days. 95. But calculus. Even though he's going to make up all his work, he's still failing.
He's failing?
I believe he is failing. Which is actually... Oh. The dog's taking a piss.
Are you coming on to me?
But like I said, where were the people rallying for Jeremy?
Nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be seen. Like, I guess you gotta be a queer for everyone to love you.
Yep.
And that's the way it always is. You want a girl, you gotta be gay. You want to have friends, gotta be gay. So, yeah, but... there's a third person notable that got suspended. Some idiot walked the catwalk over the sidewalk.
He did it for a bet.
For $55. And he walked halfway to the courtyard. The bet was him to walk to the courtyard. He made it halfway, went to go jump, and fell through.
The son of a bitch fell through.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
That's exactly what he was doing. Trying to think, and nothing happened. Not a damn thing happened. Not a goddamn son of a bitch motherfucking thing happened. But...
That guy with that suit on right there with those dolls looks like he just came out of a peanut factory.
He works at the school, dude.
Are you serious?
I am serious. He works at the school.
What does he do? Janitor?
No, he's special ed, but I guarantee you he works at the school.
Fuck.
Oh, god damn.
Chicken fucker!
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts? Who the fuck said that? Who's the slimy little communist shit twinkle toe cocksucker down here who just signed his own death
warrant? Oh my dear lord. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
What's your name, scumbag?
Why, it's Bob. Oh my dear lord. Oh, we need help.
Hey, there's somebody on a boat.
MILF.
I don't think there's a MILF on that one.
Looks like two guys giving each other a blowjob.
Did I do that?
Are you coming on to me?
Oh my dear lord. We need help bad. I don't know why that's funny, but it is. Oh my god.
Oh, he's good.
What the hell was that?
I don't know who you are, but that was funny right there. Phenomena.
But the guy that fell through the catwalk, he got 3 days OSS for his scratch. Damn it. That'd be on Bombs and Flubs Part 1. But, wow, we ought to do that. It'd be all Jeff. Ooh, point for me.
Oh, he's good.
But, wow, they're closing up the damn thing. Anyway, but, yeah. What the hell were we talking about?
The boy that fell through?
3 days OSS. No one's standing up for him. Everyone's just pointing and laughing. Ha ha, look what he did.
Yeah, but look at him. He has a fucking mullet.
He does? Are you for real? He has a mullet.
Yes.
Are you... You swear to God he has a mullet.
Yes!
Oh my dear fucking Jesus. Are you joking with me?
No, I'm being serious. And he also has a trash stash.
Well, no shit.
Oh my dear.
I'm freezing my ass off.
I'm freezing my nuts off. I think with that it's time to take our second break already. Wow. When we come back, we're going to talk about the hit and run with my friend Kayla, and we're going to talk about some funny news stories, and we got Michael Jackson to get to. We got 24 minutes to get to all that. We'll be right back after what sponsors do we have?
Burp.
What the fuck?